Kong Republic, I like Kong. Speaking your truth on the mic Kong. Hit the subscribe and like. Time to
KongCast.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of KongCast, coming to you right here from Kong Republic. My name is Jans, and I am your host, and I'm joined with my co-host, Mr. Christian Moodley.
How's it, guys?
Awesome stuff. And then we have Mr. DJ Nova behind the cameras, behind the sound as well. If you guys have been watching, you already know the team. And here at Kong Republic, we are with the people, for the people, and about the people. And today, we are sitting with a talented artist, an amazing vocalist, somebody who's worked with the greats like Durban Gokko, Focalistic, Mellow and Sleazy. You already know the vibes. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the one, the only, Mr. MJ.
Thank you for gracing us with your presence.
Yeah, 100%.
No problem, bro.
Awesome stuff, man.
It's a pleasure.
Okay, so normally I will start off, you know, it's quick icebreaker questions, Nyana,
no
you know,
problem,
get
no
you
problem.
Into the flow of the show and everything.
So I'm going to go
first.
Yeah. Okay, what was the first thing you did for the last time?
For the last time?
You did it once, what's it? Never again.
Dating a Xhosa chick.
Never again.
I wasn't expecting that.
I wasn't expecting that answer. Okay. My icebreaker now.
Sure.
Two options. Either you speak all the languages in the world,
yeah,
or you can talk to animals. You have to pick one. Which one?
I'd rather talk to animals. I don't know what that shit is thinking, bro. At least if I can talk, I can say like, whoa, wait, nigga.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Wait. No problem. Yeah, his answers are out of here, bro. Yeah.
But let's get right into it. So what does MJ stands for?
MJ is actually my initials.
Yeah. Oh, it's so what's your real name, sir?
So I'm rocking with my ancestors, myself.
Yeah.
So my name is, my first name, I hate it, but it's me. There's nothing I can do.
Yeah.
It's Jacob.
Okay.
Then, yeah. And then my second name, it's Mongezi. That's a Ndebele name.
Yeah. Okay. So you
very cool.
Yeah.
Mongezi,
yeah, so
Jacob.
Just twisted my initials are JM. So I just...
Swaps
just
it
to make it sound, you know?
Yeah.
Like the best pop artist in the world.
Michael Jackson.
Instead, yeah.
No, one time. Okay, well.
No way, bro.
What age did your musical journey start, Joe?
I started, actually, music, I started at church.
Oh, okay.
At church.
Yeah.
I grew up from an early age in a very religious family.
Yeah.
Understand?
Yeah.
So, I was a prison worship leader.
Oh, so, okay.
Yeah.
Were you in the choir? Man?
Yeah. And then I got into a band.
Yeah.
And then after that, that's when I started recording. But when I started recording music, like in studio.
Sure.
I was in grade, I think 11.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was in grade 11.
And you were always a vocalist, didn't you? No.
I was always a vocalist. Even in primary school, I was in a choir, in a school choir.
Sure.
Even in high
school. Yeah.
So, yeah. For me, music has just been part of my life.
All your life. Since choir, since church.
Well, since music being part of your life, right? I'm a piano artist also. What other genres did you listen to growing up and, you know?
I listen to everything.
Yeah.
I listen to everything.
You never listen to everything, bro.
No.
I don't even listen to everything, bro. Indian music.
Okay, but the normal stuff like hip hop, gospel, R&B, jazz.
Okay, so it's quite a big array of genres.
But the funny thing is, I don't know like all the artists that I listen to. I listen to what I vibe to. And sometimes I don't even really pay attention to the artist names, the titles, But I know, I can know the name of an album.
Yeah.
But,
or a song.
And artists, sometimes I don't even pay attention to the name of the artist, but
just
like that,
But I'm sure there's some people who stand out. So worldwide, who would you say is your biggest musical idol? Worldwide.
Drake. Drake.
Yeah. You're naming the best, aren't you?
Yeah. Brent Fiesa.
You went from hip hop to R&B.
Who's this guy? Ish. okay. How come do I even forget this?
You have quite a few, but worldwide number one is
Tory Lanez. Tory Lanez.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Tory Lanez.
So you have three musical idols
in Africa. Bro, it's Burna Boy. I've been listening to Burna Boy. Davido.
The greatest of the greats, man.
Yeah,
on time. Exactly.
But you know, talking about the greatest of the greats, so you're a bit of a great person in your own right, right? Yeah. So tell me something, right?
Yeah.
What was that feeling when you first heard your song on that radio? Your first song. And the first time you walked me through that feeling.
I went crazy.
Yeah. Do you remember what you were doing?
No, I don't remember what I was doing, but I was in the house. Yeah. And someone called me, yo, please listen to. PDFM. Okay, sharp. And then, yo, my chair.
There you are.
I stood up, same time. And I was like to my mom, yo, ma, listen to this.
Yeah.
This is my track. It's playing on radio. Mm. Then I went to my brother. My brother lives, like, it's the same yard, but it has another, like, rooms.
Okay.
I went there running and knocking. Yo, please listen to this. This is me on the radio, bro.
And how was that feeling, though?
Yeah, that was great, man.
Too much. Goosebumps.
It was, you know, I think for me, it was the thing of, okay, now I think we're getting some.
Sure.
Yeah, I think we're getting some.
Sure. It was like a first milestone kind of thing.
Like, it was, for me, it was big.
Yeah. It is a big thing, bro.
It's too much.
I think for everybody, it's a big thing.
Yeah, you'll never forget that, man.
I can never. Even if it was a local radio, but for me, like, you know, when you don't know anything about music, you're just starting. Yeah. You've never met any big artists. You've never.
Yeah.
But then your track is, that feeling,
it's the one.
Actually, this thing is working.
It's working. Yeah. No, 100%.
That means what I'm doing.
It gives you motivation.
Yeah, it was like that.
No, I get it. Well, since, you know, like there's a first for everything, you know, first time your song played on the radio.
Yeah.
That first hit, how did that feel? First hit song, Jay, coming out.
I was like, yo, we made it. but.
Yeah.
That was a track that I knew I have to work hard from here. I can't go back.
Sure.
After this one, I can't be that guy. And then one hit wonder and then gone. I've never even wished to be, you know, that type of an artist.
Yeah.
So, but luckily, I don't think it's me who's doing all this.
Sure.
I believe in God, bro.
100%,
And God gave me this gift.
Yeah.
And I'm using it and I believe he's just guiding me, like, throughout.
100%. Aware, bro. That's such a...
Yeah, I just believe he's guiding me throughout.
Throughout the whole thing, the experience, all of it.
Yeah.
Let's talk about who was the first mainstream artist you worked with, right?
Mainstream artist was Devin Gogo.
Yeah. Devin Gogo.
Oh,
Devin
geez, that was your
first one.
Yeah, was my first.
You started like,
I started with Devin Gogo.
And how did that happen? How did that relationship
come about? I worked with Black Nick and Master Black. It's producers and DJs from my hood.
Oh, okay.
So I first met Black Nick. It was, let me put it like this. I had my first time in studio.
Sure.
I recorded with a deep house producer.
Okay.
Yeah, it's AB Soul. His name is AB Soul.
Mm.
Yeah. He's worked with CEO and other international people.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, cool.
So CEO. Yeah.
Oh, CEO. You know, CEO. Yeah.
So I first worked with AB Soul. How I met AB Soul, I went on Facebook.
Sure.
And I was just checking recording studios.
Sure.
You know, I just typed studio, recording studio, and then it came, and then AB's Music Records came, and then I just clicked the, and then sent the DM. I was like, yo, bro, I'm a 16-year-old. I can't really remember how old I was.
Yeah.
I said, I'm 16-year-old. I'm a vocalist.
Yeah.
I want to start doing music. And that guy texted back. I was like, "Yo, let's meet sometime on a Sunday, cause he's a soldier.
Yeah.
So he's off on weekends, like mostly on Sundays. He said, okay, one Sunday, he called me. He was like, "Yo, bro, can you come to Pretoria CBD?
Sure.
We'll meet at Mandela Drive in town." I was like, "Okay, no problem."
Yeah.
Then I was, you know, I was nervous.
Yeah.
I've never been in studio. I've never written a track. I've never, you understand. So I went there. That guy came, picked me up, went to his flat, got there. Hospitality was great. Okay, the studio set up. Okay, see, tell him, okay, you're gonna record here. And then me, I'm gonna, you know,
do my things. Produce,
And then he just played a beat, and I just sat down. And then I asked for a book and a pen. And then I just.
This is the first time you went to the studio, you started writing.
Yeah.
That's amazing, bro.
I just started writing, like coming up with, you know, the flow. That's my process. Start with the flow. Start with the flow, write the flow. I get the flow and then I write the lyrics. On top of the flow and then I just recorded that day. So I already had, I think, three tracks. So I met Black Nick at one of the events where I was performing these tracks. Understand? So what happened is someone was telling him about me. Because in high school I used to, you know, get my fellow schoolmates to listen to my songs. Listen to this, bro. I just made this last week on Sunday or yesterday. Maybe on Monday I'm telling them yesterday we recorded this track. Just take a listen. Then they'd be like, yo, you good, bro. You dope. I was like, okay, I fade. So I met Black Nick there. Then on our way home, we were walking. We were walking home. The event was not that far. So walking home. Then we just exchanged numbers and spoke about meeting up and recording. So now I'm a bit confident in the studio. At least I've been.
But that's crazy. So when you were at school, you were making your own beats.
No, I'm not a producer.
ABSoul made the beats.
And you, I just came with the vocals and the lyrics.
And so in school, you played that to them, right?
I was always on my headphones.
And then who Devin Coco for you to get to, huh?
I met Devin Coco through Black Nick. My previous management at that time, it was... In varsity, it's colleagues, right? I had a friend who managed me. He was also studying. They went to Black Nigga. Master Black had a gig at homecoming or Pretoria Central 012 Central. 012 Central. They had a gig there. It's where they do those Sunday lunch
Events.
So Devin Gogo was playing there. So the guys were also playing, and Devin Gogo was coming after them. They played, and then after they played, they approached Devin Gogo. They were like, "Hey, yo, we would like to make a track with you." Things like that. And then Devin Gogo said, "Okay, away." Devin Gogo, they called me. They said, "Hey, yo, MJ. Next week, at this time and day, please be in studio." Devin Gogo is coming.
First main
stream.
I have to kill this guy. Okay, I bet. The previous day, the day I wrote Kuza Coco, before studio. The previous day before studio, I sat down again. I played a mix on YouTube with my laptop. Played a mix out loud, and then I just sat on a desk. And then I had my notepad and my pen again. And I was just coming up with, you know, melodies. You know, there's a beat that I was sent.
Okay.
So I was on YouTube and then I didn't really quite feel it. I went on my phone. Then someone just sent me a beat. So I just got into that beat and then I was like, okay, let me listen to this. That's when I came with the Kuza, Coco, Kuza. So when I made the track, I made sure it hits her. I made sure it's close to her. I was like, okay, let me think of something that, you know, she'll listen to and she'll actually connect to. I was like, okay, Devin Coco.
Kuza Coco.
That time came about. So I recorded a video. And then I sent it to, because I felt it myself. This thing can actually
too
work.
Much.
I sent it to Black Nick. Black Nick sent it to Devin Coco. Devin Coco heard it. I was like, okay, no, actually, this is dope. The following day, I was late, like, to studio. I went to my township. I catched the bus. Yeah. After I passed, I catch the taxi mm-hmm. in town. When I arrived there, I found them already there. Mm. The Mkogo was parked outside. They were inside the studio, yeah. FM Buddha. So I got in. I'm sure they were expecting like someone like, you know, mm-hmm. like, yeah. I came and then, okay, the reaction was a bit, you understand?
Yeah.
But then, I got there, I greeted them. We sat down and listened to beats. Mpura went in. They played the second beat. On the second beat,
sure.
I got in with my verse.
Sure.
Yeah. Kuza, koko, kuza. Sure. But I wrote something like, Kantarisakani.
Sure.
Ekera haperidi patami. You know?
Yeah.
So I wrote that first and then afterwards, the way it is on the song, actually, yeah. So I went in and then they were like, okay, no, it bangs, you know?
Sure.
After finishing recording, then they left. I think a week later,
yeah,
I saw a video on Instagram. They were playing that song.
Yeah.
Demi Gog was from a gig with her team.
Sure.
So they were playing the song and it was all vibes.
Yeah.
Like, it was all vibes. I was like,
this is my song. She likes
so
it.
She
Okay,
cool. Let's see what this thing is going to do.
Dude, sure.
The next minute, they're calling me. Hey, yo, Demi Gog is calling us for song launch. So I was like, this is it.
It's crazy.
Yeah, this is
it's
it. Crazy. And the first mainstream artist. The reason why I respect God this much and I love God this much is because before I went there, and this is always my prayer every time I go to studio.
Sure.
Well, not every time, but you know, those important moments, those important studio sessions I know.
Yeah.
With the pressure's on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd be like I knelt down.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, God, there's an opportunity.
Sure.
And I know it's you who's bringing it forward.
Sure.
And now, if this is your will, make it happen.
Yeah.
If it's not,
yeah,
I won't blame you for it not happening.
Sure.
Amen. That's what I said.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then me being here, that's why I'm saying, I believe it's God. It's not me. It's God.
That's crazy, bro. You give me the shivers, bro.
Yeah, like,
we spoke to so many people. This is the first time somebody's mentioned God and they pray.
So
they do people.
Yeah.
It's amazing, bro. That's amazing.
One love, that's amazing.
Yeah.
I believe that's how I've been raised, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's,
but prayer is a powerful thing. Prayer is powerful because you're channeling the energy, bro. You know?
So yeah, that's how I met them.
Your first mainstream collaboration.
We started gigging together. When she has gigs,
yeah,
she plays the song maybe at the end of her set.
Sure.
Black Nick and Master Black jumps behind Diggs. I'll be performing. And then that's how, you know. Yeah, and then another big thing was when she called us for PH had a it is MTV.
Okay.
You remember during lockdown times?
Oh, lockdown party.
Yeah, sure. She called us there, she was playing.
Yeah.
And then I jumped in, I performed that song there.
Yeah.
So for me, that is big.
I think you already answered my next question.
My next question
was going to be like, how did your life change from being part of all these hit songs? Because you've had more than one.
You know?
So I'm saying, like, how's your life changed? Because you were performing.
Especially after Kuza.
Because
that was the first mainstream one.
And then
how was life afterwards? Life after Kuza Gogo.
I was cool in varsity. I felt cool and I could see it. People's reactions when they. And a lot of people didn't know.
Sure.
But the minute they know, everyone wants to be my friend. MJ. When they have their parties, maybe in their units, I'm there.
Yeah.
Bro. Like when they play that song, everyone is around me. I mean, this thing is happening.
Sure.
People are taking videos. I'm not used to that thing.
Yeah.
So that happened after Kuza Koko. You've been not used to it.
Yeah.
How did you take all this? Yeah. What was happening in your mind while all of this is happening, sir?
For me, it was shocking.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't believe it.
Sure.
Like, I couldn't believe it. Like, I mean, like, a month ago, I was, you know, fighting so hard to get closer and closer. And people, like, these people don't know me. They just know I'm in a specific track. And everywhere I go, they play this track.
Yeah.
I'll be passing on the street. I mean, there'll be a car passing by the street.
And playing
they're
the
playing
track.
The track.
Yeah.
I'm with my friend. Yeah. They'll be like,
that track was everywhere, Joe. It was everywhere.
Yeah,
it was everywhere, man.
Yeah.
But no, guys, You know, we are everywhere with Mr. MJ in the studio, but we're going to be right back right after this ad break. Stay tuned.
Now, for a limited time, get your exclusive photo shoot for only 2,450 Rand and get a free A1 canvas print. This special includes 20 high-resolution images, 3 hours of editing and retouching, 2 background options of your choice, includes photographer, gear hire, assistant and refreshments. Get your exclusive photo shoot done at Kong Republic Studios based here in Kyalami Midrand.
Hey, welcome back everybody to another episode of Kongcast. Today we are in the building with the one, the only MJ. Yay!
So let's get right into it, right? And let's get a little bit deeper, right? So you reach quite a lot of personal success. Let's be honest, you have. I know it's probably not the pinnacle where you're going to be and where you want to be. Yeah. But in the time that you've been doing your stuff, you've reached quite a fair amount of success, right?
Yeah.
And my question would be, like, you know, becoming a successful artist in the making, what is involved in your process to the success that you have achieved right now? What would you say you had to go through and the challenges you go through to get where you're going through right now?
So far, disappointments.
Yeah.
You know, there will be disappointments.
For sure.
And I'm a very chilled bro. I'm a very emotional bro sometimes.
Sure.
Yeah. So you'll go through disappointments, you'll go through feeling like what you're doing is not enough or it's not noticed.
Sure.
You understand?
Yeah.
Yeah. You'll go through days where you feel like, ah, let me just quit this thing.
Yeah.
Maybe I should focus on something else.
Sure.
I think those are the things that I've went through so far.
And you have to power through those days,
right? I had to.
Would you say that's the most challenging, going through days like this and emotionally preparing yourself to walk through this?
And sometimes it's very, you know, paining to do something like pushing and actually making sure. Oh, another thing, you'll lose money sometimes. You'll feel like you'll use your last cent to get to a studio. You'll use your last cent to go to a PR photo shoot, you know, things like that.
Yeah.
But all that, it's part of the process.
But it shows that you're all in as well. So there's no like holding back.
Yeah.
You know, you're all in.
I told myself,
you're putting your last cents, not even your last rand.
Yeah.
you know, I love last the fact sense, that you said it like that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Because in varsity, you're out staff sometimes.
Yeah.
Out staff. You know, varsity life.
Yeah,
like, I'd have as noodles. A student. Maybe one pack of noodles. Mm. It's the 21st. I'm waiting for the 25th or the 28th sometimes. Yeah. For and as far as to kick in, I'm left with the last pack of noodles.
Yeah,
it's not even 5. I ate one yesterday. Yeah. I'm eating one today.
Yeah,
you know, I'll make a plan. But luckily, I had bros that really supported me.
I would
walk with them from Hatfield to Pretoria Central for gigs.
Yeah,
we're walking, going, and coming back. And when we get there, the promoter is just telling us, there's no time. Like you can't perform. Yeah, and I'll be angry, but, you know, those gents were always there.
Yeah.
So the hardship was there. So it wasn't smooth sailing at all.
No, it wasn't. Yeah. It wasn't that thing of, I'm going to go here and then. Before that, it took me time.
Sure.
I went to auditions. Yeah. I went to, you understand? Yeah.
No, went through the most.
Yeah.
Okay, well, since you're an Amapiano artist, Amapiano to the world. Everybody must hear it.
Yeah.
Internationally, is there anyone you would want to collaborate with? Not here, you're working with heavyweights, but internationally, is there anyone that, any vocalist, any artist, producer that you want to work
anybody.
With?
Anybody.
Yeah.
I want to work with Black Coffee.
You want to keep it local?
I want to work with Black Coffee.
Black Coffee,
I don't believe in limiting yourself as a person, not even as an artist, but as a person.
Person,
You can't limit yourself. You can't, you know, there are dreams that you think about and be like, I'm crazy. Like, you know, but it happens. But it can happen.
You know, Steve Jobs said, the ones that think they're crazy to change the world actually do.
Yeah.
You know, you got to be crazy.
Yeah.
You got to have that mentality. Well, you know, I got this whole hill to climb and I got like a 400 kilo bag to carry and it's just me and I got to walk it up. And you know, like you said, there's going to be challenges. But if you persevere. Got this idea of taking it, of this extreme idea, you're already kind of making it a reality.
Sure.
It might not be achievable at the moment, but you... Yeah. But it's you know there. Your goals now.
Yeah.
You know what you're capable. You know what you need to, where you need to be.
Yeah.
But like...
Oh, and another person, it's Africa. It's Rema.
Rema,
I just got exposed to the artist and he's really dope.
Yeah. I love Rema's his music. Good, Africa,
hey? Yeah, Africa. And Davido.
Oh, Davido,
Burna Boy.
Yeah.
You know, all the... Actually, most of the, you know, Nigerian or African that are... At the top.
Yeah, yeah.
Wizkid and them.
Yeah, understand. Yeah. Jake.
Jake.
If I bag that feature, yo, I'm out. I'm out.
No.
Yeah.
We see.
But being a musician, right? Like, what has been the best advice you ever received that shaped your career?
Be the boss of what you do.
Mm.
Yeah.
And who told you that?
Folk.
Oh, okay.
Really, hey?
The boss,
So own it 100%.
The boss. And then Jezik.
Yeah.
Don't focus on the money.
Mm.
Yeah. Just keep pushing. Don't focus on the money.
It's all about
money
the art,
will come. Mm. Money will come, but use it wisely.
Mm. Sure.
Mm. Save money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you took those two things to heart. Right?
Yeah, and then Maporeza.
Yeah.
Be your own boss and I'll never sign you. You're great.
Yeah. Oh, wow. He told you that?
Yeah.
That's amazing, bro.
Yeah, don't sign to anyone. You're great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I won't sign you. I want you to open your own company and push by yourself.
Yeah.
You know,
you're capable.
I love the Amapiano fam, right? Because it's not like hip-hop, bro. Yeah. Hip-hop, everybody want to fight with each other.
Yeah.
You know, Amapiano, everybody, there's so much love and so much room.
Yeah.
And there's so much place for everybody to eat.
Yeah.
I love that mentality, bro. Yeah. It's such an awesome mentality.
Yeah, because everyone eats. Yeah. Everyone eats.
Mm.
Everyone eats all around here.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. If you're good at what you do and you're really pushing, you're really working, you will eat.
Ah, well, you've worked with the likes of, you know, your Durban Coco, Focalistic, Melo and Sleazy, even Jezik, you know.
Yeah.
What would you say they all have in common? Like all of them. After all the conversations you've had with them, everything they've said to you. Everything they've said to you, Jay, what do you think? What is the one thing that you're like, I man, these people are the same in this way?
To them, it's not work.
Okay.
In a way, it's not work. They're enjoying this thing.
100%.
They, you know, It's a lifestyle. As you hear they say, it's a lifestyle. Yeah, it's a lifestyle. Yeah, they enjoying this thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're the same.
Yeah, bro.
Okay, let's go.
it'll be quite terrible.
I'm feeling it, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're enjoying your journey so far.
Enjoying my journey so far. And I'm not going at the pace that I want to.
Sure.
But I'm content and I'm not in a rush.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
I'm not in a rush. I'm just going to take my things, you know,
step by step
and keep on working, working. I know there will come that day.
In strides.
Where I look back and be like, yo, I've been there.
Mm.
Look where I am right now. Mm. Yo. Okay.
No, man. Nah, no. Yeah. You know, the journey, but it has to be a step by step thing. I don't know anyone who's done anything like overnight. It just goes,
yeah.
You know, all the struggles. You just see it on social media. It looks overnight, you know, because people don't know the story, really, you know, like we were saying.
But, you know, we know this story, right? We know that Kuza Gogo was a massive hit, bro.
Yeah.
Massive hit, you know.
Yeah.
Massive hit is a bit of an understatement, right? Because it got 4 million views on YouTube alone.
Yeah.
4 million views on YouTube alone. And, well, now I'm just looking. It's actually sitting at 4.2.
Sure.
The other day, bro, did the research, you know.
Sure.
So it just shows you how relevant it is, up to today, right?
Yeah.
And then streams, just alone on Spotify, is 3.9 million. Just alone on Spotify, right? I must ask you, sir, when this, and you know, we know this powerhouse is involved, including yourself.
Yeah.
But did you know it's going to be such a success and in the making?
Yeah.
Did you know it's going to hit the levels it did?
Nah, I didn't.
Because I know you said you prayed and you did your best and you focused, but did you expect that?
I didn't know.
Yeah.
Because remember, I said, I speak to God, I tell him, okay, if this is not your will, don't make it happen.
Sure. Mm.
So if it's happening now, that means he wanted me to go through.
Yeah.
So I didn't know. I honestly didn't know.
Really, eh?
I didn't.
So the whole, like, with the, when you see the numbers, you were probably shocked at every time it went up.
Yeah. So I was like, yo,
that must have been
they said, we just reached gold. I'd be like, yo, okay. Yo, gold. Gold.
But I've never explained.
Every time I went to, you know, during lockdown, there was Tanzania.
Yes.
Tanzania, it's those private location parties. So shout out to Tulane.
Yeah.
So every time I go there, they're playing the song.
Sure.
Even if I get in there while piano, hip hop DJ is playing, he's using my vocals. I'm like, yo, okay. Okay.
That's
okay.
So crazy, bro. Someone,
yo, it must be a whole great feeling, bro.
Yo, bro,
a
like everyone feeling, just is using that vocal. And I was like, yo, okay, this thing
is insane.
Yeah. This thing, people are really feeling this thing.
Sure.
And I'm not gonna stop.
But what? You're so humble about it, bro.
Man.
You're so humble about it, bro.
Very chilled spirit.
I'm very chilled, bro. Yeah. I don't take, you know, things like, even when something is exciting, sure, like I'll be chilled.
Yeah.
When I'm alone, I'll be like, oh no, you know. Sharp.
Oh, okay.
Sharp. Yeah.
It's a lot.
It's happening. Yeah. Yo, I can't believe this. What?
Sure.
Yeah.
That's dope, man. That's always a good feeling.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, your highest featured song
where
you're featured on it has 13 million views.
Yeah.
It's crazy, Joe. It's Abom Velo.
Sure. You
know, with Dali Wong and stuff. Yeah. Melo and Sleazy are the people who produced the beat.
Man. Yeah.
So when you heard the beat, did you know that, you see here, there's something special, there's something crazy about it. Did you hear the beat alone or did you hear it with vocals?
I heard the beat alone.
Alone, okay.
And I was the first one to lay a verse.
Okay.
And then Dali Wong was around. We were chilling because at Tanzania again, I bumped into Dali. And then I told him, yo, bro, like, we need to work something out. Be like, yeah, you can come to the house.
And yeah.
Understand? So I went to the house one time. I didn't even know he was there. I didn't even know we were going to make that song that day.
Sure.
I didn't know Dali was going to record that day.
Sure.
Or is he even there? Like, you know, I just went there. Melo and Sleazy called me.
Okay.
And I was like, yo, bro, we have a studio session. Because Sleazy from Hatfield, while I was still a student.
Yeah.
I worked with Sleazy. Like, Sleazy knew me from, like, by Black Nick and Master Black.
Okay.
Yeah, because there's a track that Melon Sleazy and Black Nick and Master Black made. I made a track with Black Nick and Master Black.
Yeah.
But they had a working relationship, and then Melon Sleazy had it.
Okay.
And then they were like, who's this vocalist? Yeah. So,
he invited you.
Yeah, he invited me. Sure. Invited me to studio. Ah, when the first track, okay, I recorded the first track. Second track, the Abom Velo track.
Sure.
Instrumental.
Yeah.
I laid a verse there, but it was short of something because I didn't start the track from the beginning.
Okay.
I wanted that part where it bangs. Like, yeah.
Okay.
So I wrote the verse, I put it there. It landed. And then Dali Wong heard it. I was like, yo, Sleazy, I think I have something.
Sure.
Then I was like, okay, I record. Bro, we listened to that track in studio.
Sure.
We were going crazy. We didn't think it's gonna, you know.
Elevate.
We went crazy. And then I went to Balcony Mix.
Okay.
The Melo Sleazy Balcony Mix.
Sure, yeah. Okay.
That's where the track blew
or
black.
Yeah. Okay.
Because Sleazy,
you guys saw
played,
it there.
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
But when I arrived there, I went to Dali and then I hollered at him. I was like, yo, boy, the track we made.
Mm.
Yo, I was like, it bangs, nigga. Like, yo, yeah. I was like, I need fade. Now I think the boy's gonna play it. They'll be like, all right, fine.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, and then I just sat with my homies. And then they played it.
And how was the reaction,
bro? Yeah,
Tell us that, bro.
It was crazy, man. Yeah. The reaction was crazy. Like, it was just overwhelming. Was,
yeah. Yo,
I was something
I'm
else.
I'm sure you had shivers,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah. Even when I watch that balcony mix, I still play that balcony mix even today.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like,
that moment.
Yeah, and he played like I think 5 of my songs there.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sleazy played 5 of my songs there. I was like, yo. And then after it catched fire on the streets, and even after the Pogba video, I was like, yo, it's gone.
Hey, Joe, I know when Pogba does that,
he has
you
another
know.
One in the bag. There's another one.
Yeah, more coming.
Yeah.
Ah, no, 100%.
Yeah, it was crazy.
That was dope, man. Your stories are just too nice, man.
Aye, bro.
For real, because... Yeah. It's coming, like you can hear there's hardships, but then there's also humbleness with it. And then there's superstars in the mix also.
Yeah,
it's
and the hardships are not, what should I say? The achievements are bigger
than the hardships.
Yeah.
Sure.
What you're feeling right now is not the size of what you're going to achieve.
Sure.
Yeah. What you're going to achieve is actually bigger. That's what I've noticed.
Yeah.
Like, you might be thinking, this is the end of the world, but there's greatness.
Then one day.
Yeah.
One day is one day. It changes, man.
When you write these things, what, how does it work? So what do you think of, where does it come? Because that's so successful, right? It's so successful, right?
Yeah.
Did you crack it down? Because it seems like you're making hit after hit after hit. And your vocals is so, I mean, like you said, it's all over Africa, you know? And it's all over the world as well, you know?
Yeah.
The thing is, what's the key, sir? Because you're writing this. It's not like you got a ghostwriter. You're doing all the work. Yeah. It's your vocal. So you are the talent 360, you know? So tell us, what's involved in writing such a masterpiece?
I don't know.
It's just there.
I don't know.
Is it God working through you, bro?
When I'm in the groove sometimes, I hear a beat, let's say a DJ is playing an instrumental and it's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard. I take out my phone and then I just get ideas and then I just record my phone. Okay. Sometimes I don't even use them, I forget them. But every time I'm in the studio, I just listen to a beat and then I just find a flow and then find lyrics. And then that's how it just like there's an equation
to this thing.
I just believe it's just talent for me. I just believe it's just talent.
Because you make it look easy,
I've been told. Been told I make it easy.
And you do this in studio, you don't work like days.
No, I don't keep lyrics in a book somewhere.
Yeah, okay.
I just get to studio, listen to the beat. It goes with the feel. If I'm feeling the beat, then it's gonna be easier for me to find lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
If I hear this instrumental, it's actually a killer.
Yeah.
If you know what normally happens, someone will get into studio, they're already making a beat.
Yeah.
So you hear the gong gong ta ta.
Sure.
You know, they're making a beat and then they play it. I sometimes get ideas of what I want to do with the song.
While they produce
this, you know, because they pack those packs.
Yeah.
They call it packs.
Yeah.
They pack them, bass lines and everything, percussions.
Sure.
And then they play that, you know, that piece. And then after playing that piece, I just get ideas.
You already know,
Oh, okay. I think I have something. I start writing on my phone. Yeah. That's what I do when I'm in studio.
And you enjoy the process?
I enjoy it. Studio is fun.
It's fun.
For me, studio is fun. It's the best place, actually.
Nah.
Would you say it's a skill that you developed in school, like the writing aspect? Because, I mean, you're so good at it.
Nah. I don't know what happens, but it just happens.
It just happens.
Yeah, it just happens. I don't know, bro.
Sheesh. I know. Well,
I don't know.
Since studio's your fun place, you know,
our
studio's definitely our fun place here.
Yeah,
and hopefully it's a fun place for you guys to visit on Concourse, guys, but we're going to be right back after this ad break.
Now, for a limited time, get your exclusive photo shoot for only 2,450 Rand and get a free A1 canvas print. This special includes 20 high-resolution images, 3 hours of editing and retouching, 2 background options of your choice, includes photographer, gear hire, assistant and refreshments. Get your exclusive photo shoot done at Kong Republic Studios based here in Kyalami Midrand.
Hey, welcome back everybody to another episode of Kongcast, and we are in the studio with the amazing vocalist, the amazing artist, Mr. MJ. I know. How are you liking the interview so far, G? Good?
It's amazing, bro.
Good, good, man. I know. Well, I have another question for you, G. Nah.
Throw it, man.
All of your entire journey, all everything you've been through, you know?
Yeah.
And all the people you've met, disappointments, hardships, all of that.
Man.
What has been the biggest life lesson you've learned through venturing into music?
Don't be too kind with your craft.
Oh, okay.
And don't be too kind in business, because music is business.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
You can, business can mix with friendships sometimes.
Sure.
Actually, always, you know, say sometimes.
Yeah.
Business can mix with friendships, and me being a good person, the other person might not be like
a good
me.
Person, sure.
You know, the other person might have his own intentions and his own goals.
For sure.
You know, secret goals that I don't know of. I'm just meeting you now, bro. Like, I'm meeting you now. We are bros. You understand?
Mm.
To me, we are bros already. Like, I trust
for real.
You.
No, for real,
yeah.
bro.
Yeah, yeah, I trust you.
Because the energy is there, bro.
The energy is there, bro. We go along. Everything is,
sure.
You understand? I trust you. I used to give myself that easily
to people
and just open up, like, you know, that thing is actually,
that's dangerous.
Yeah, it's dangerous.
It's very dangerous.
That thing is dangerous. So I just learned not to, you know, be kind with my work.
Sure.
Yeah. If we working, let's work.
Mm.
And let's not, because sometimes You'll be afraid to say some things that you should be saying.
Yeah.
If you're a good person, you're a good person. You can't change them.
Yeah.
But in business, sometimes,
it's a tough one.
Nah. Yeah.
And you gotta look out for yourself.
Yeah. Bro. You gotta look out for yourself.
Yeah.
Basically. Mm. Yeah.
But sir, tell me something, right? You are a very successful amapiano artist. Very successful, right? I love amapiano. That's my favorite genre. I'm not lying, bro. Yeah. I promise you. It's amazing, all right? But like, let me ask you your personal opinion.
Yeah.
What do you think amapiano is doing for South Africa? And what do you think it's doing for its artists? And what do you think the world is taking from it?
I think amapiano gave South Africa an identity.
Oh, yeah, bro. You couldn't say it better, dude.
Yeah. An identity of who we really are through music, through lifestyle, through, you know, just us as people, South Africans.
Yeah.
I think piano is, I'm taking this from Julius Malema, and it's true.
Sure.
Piano is eradicating poverty.
Yeah.
Piano is actually, you know, giving us a taste of how it feels like to have something.
100%.
As a black person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
As, you know,
in South Africa,
all races.
Sure.
If you're doing amapiano, you eating. That's what you spoke about.
Yeah.
Piano is giving us a spotlight. Like, in the whole wide world.
And it continues.
And people are starting to, you know, use the sound.
Yeah.
You know? And Afrobeats now, they're jumping into piano.
And we're
jumping into the music.
Sure.
I think piano connects people. I think piano, piano is just a whole, like, big dish where anyone is just welcome to, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, have a piece, you know.
Yeah.
Yo, that's such a nice way to put it, bro.
Yeah,
that's like, such a nice way to put it.
Yeah.
Dude.
Sheesh,
that's piano.
Yeah. Okay, well, with piano, you know, everything that comes with it is popularity.
Yeah.
You know, and your followers on Instagram right now, definitely climbing as per head, Joe.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But to you as an artist, how important is Instagram to you and your success in your career?
It's where people see you.
Mm.
People who are far, who are not here, maybe people who you can have a cell phone, not have a TV.
true.
That's where you see us. It helps with brands. That's where brands see you. Understand? So yeah, it helps with now there's TikTok. Music moves faster than the olden days or our days. I'm not that old, but at least I've seen that bit of that era. There was no TikTok. There was no.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
So yeah, I think it makes things easier. I think.
Social media in general
makes things easier.
Yeah.
It makes things easier.
That's Do you have a favorite platform? Your favorite app? Instagram, TikTok, which one?
Yo, I just had TikTok not long. Maybe maybe 3 months ago. I didn't sleep, bro. I didn't sleep. I'll be laughing the whole night in my room. TikTok. But I love Instagram.
Yeah.
But TikTok right now
is the one.
It's the one. I don't sleep. I'm always I find it. I think it's also therapeutic. Laughing is therapeutic.
Yeah.
I love laughing. I love making jokes. I'm that person. So TikTok for me,
That bug bit everyone. Everyone when they download TikTok for the first time.
You just keep scrolling.
Yeah.
I even get late for some things.
Because you had TikTok.
I slept at 6.
Yeah.
I was supposed to sleep at 12.
TikTok can do that, bro. Yeah. TikTok can do that. You can take a few hours of your life. The thing is, currently, statistically, it's the fastest growing app in the world.
Yeah.
And I do think it's from a music point of view.
Yeah.
Whoa, bro, it's changing the game with dance challenges and stuff. I mean, Chico's thing, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, that went viral on TikTok. Yeah. You know, it went absolutely viral on TikTok.
Yeah.
And, it creates so much exposure. Yeah. But, talking about exposure, right? Instagram, 70,000 followers, going on 71,000 followers, right?
Yeah.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah,
so that's a hell of a lot of people.
Yeah.
We work with commercial clients and we work with newspapers that we pay a lot of money on a monthly level and they have a smaller distribution.
Yeah.
You are bigger than most independent newspapers in the country.
Yeah.
But now with all this influence, would you look at platforms like having your own website where you could sell your own products?
Sure. Yeah, I'm one person who has a lot of ideas, who gets like a lot of ideas randomly. I'll be sitting and be thinking, damn, what if I can actually, what if you do this?
Sure.
And then, I'm a person of a lot of ideas. Yeah. I have a lot of ideas in my head, but I'm a classy bro.
Sure.
You understand?
Sure.
Do you know the mentality of township, the community?
Sure.
It's so closed.
Okay, yeah.
Do you understand? The mentality is so closed. Like, you only think about what you see here.
Yes.
And now me, I'm exposed to a whole lot. I'm exposed to a whole lot of things.
Sure.
You understand? So that makes it easier for me to evolve and jump into something.
Some other things,
maybe if it's not media, maybe like you said, branding or something.
A website where you sell your products.
I've always loved business. Yeah. I've always loved.
I can see this.
Always loved business, and I think I'm gonna start being that serious about it.
Yeah. Because, no, that's why Pori was like not signing.
He's like nah. I'm not gonna say anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I am like I'm open to. I'm thinking
all kinds of income.
Actually,
that's great. That's great. We must just pencil you down, But like, because we're gonna be starting a new division in the company where we employ in web designers and additional people. But where we're gonna sit, we're gonna actually partner up with you. We're not gonna say.
Yeah.
We're not gonna say, okay, cool, sir. It's gonna cost you 150,000. Pay us, and we'll do you this. We'll do you that.
Yeah.
We're gonna partner up with selective artists, and work together because we're a marketing company. Work together to push your brand because you're focused on the music.
Yeah.
And I'm sure the music alone is such a lot of work. You make it look easy. You make it look, but there's a lot of guys out there that's not doing what you're doing, because they can't perform on your level, But the thing is, Would you be open to like a partnership like that, you know, if everything aligns with you?
Yeah, if it makes business makes sense. Mm. Yeah.
You know, it has to make sense, bro. Because if it don't make sense, it doesn't make rent.
Yeah.
Don't make rent.
Okay. Well, MJ,
yeah,
it's been a pleasure having you, G.
Thank you
know,
so much,
your man. Story, everything about it, you know.
Unbelievable.
Because we don't know, you know, you come through and then you're like, okay, we know kind of who we're dealing with. And then when you sit down in that chair, you're like, okay, you know what? Yeah. Now we really know, you know. But is there anything you want to say to the people at home, your fans, you know, what you want to say to them, maybe appreciate them? And what can we expect from you in the future?
All right.
If you want to talk to them, there's your camera.
All right. First of all, I'd just like to thank everyone, you know, who believes in the boy.
Yeah.
It really means a lot. You're sitting at home right now watching this. I love you, man. Mm. And thank you for the support. You know, I wouldn't be here without you guys. Mm. This is not me. It's you guys and God. You understand? So I love you guys so much. And I'd say to a young kid who, you know, who has dreams and things, it's impossible, you know, to achieve what you want to achieve. It's possible, bro. Keep going. You'll be okay. And yeah, okay. What's coming or what you guys can expect? I'm planning to drop a single.
Okay.
Before the end of this month.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, I'm planning to drop something. It's been it's been long awaited.
Yeah.
From last year. Oh, I've been working with features only. Sure. I don't have my own track.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so I'm planning to drop something and then probably in another job before the end of the year.
Yeah.
And then January I'm gonna drop a project.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm planning to drop something. Mm. Yeah.
Do you know how many tracks you want to put in the
Not yet. Yeah.
It's still a work in progress.
Yeah. We're still.
But at least you already know you're dropping there, and I love that, bro, because you're putting pressure on yourself.
Yeah, I
can see. You don't like to just want to go. You want to live a full life.
Yeah.
And I love it, bro, because you're on your grind. And you know, everybody that sits in that seat, so they so hardworking.
Yeah.
They always want to push, and you know what? That inspires me to wake off my ass.
Yeah.
And work and push.
Yeah.
You know, although we're in two different, you know, we more on the commercial business side of things and you more on the beautiful entertainment side.
Yeah.
But you know, it's so inspiring to see you, bro. And and you're younger than me, and like it's so inspiring to and I get motivation from this, bro. So thank you so much for being the person you are. And you know, I enjoyed this thoroughly because you know, I can see you started off you know, in church, and I can see how important that part of you know, this is the first time anybody spoke about God as much as you did.
Sure.
So respect, my guy. Really respect, bro.
Sure.
Because you know God is everything, dude. Yeah. And I believe. I'm not traditional, but I believe in God, bro.
Yeah.
I believe that everything is too perfect
for
God not to exist, bro. It's too perfect,
sure.
The air, the food, the love, everything,
works.
Bro. That's the lock drum, you know, it's too perfect, bro. It's too perfect,
sure,
you know.
Sure.
So my G, you know what? Honestly. Thank you so much for coming through.
We really
appreciate it, bro. But we are family now, dude. You know where our doors is? When our recording studio is up, please come through. I want you to feel at home here, my guy.
Yeah.
You know, I want you, whatever you need, please hit us up, bro.
No problem.
You know, you we're not just a normal studio, bro.
Sure,
you know, we'd be bigger than that.
For the culture.
Yeah, you know, we wanna be part of your growth
and
you moving forward. And what we're gonna do, bro, and I'm gonna change it up a bit. We said we're gonna do a photo shoot, bro. So I'm gonna give you a photo shoot value of $3,000, bro.
Oh,
but to top that up, okay, I also want to do an album cover for your next artwork.
Oh, dang.
You know, so bro, it's a pleasure.
Thank
bro. It's a pleasure.
Thank you, bro.
It's a pleasure. Absolute pleasure, brother.
Thank you,
let us know. Let's come do the shoot and then let us know, and then we can try and work that album cover you're doing as well, dude. And and we'll do it professionally, like come through. You can see we got the facilities. Yeah. Let's make it happen, bro.
Yeah.
I want it to be your best cover art, bro. You know what I mean?
I appreciate
it. At least that's a little bit
problem, bro. You know? I appreciate that.
Nah, dude, so much love.
We literally appreciate your time, bro.
God bless you,
bro. Coming onto the show.
Yeah.
But yeah, guys, you know, all the conquerors out there, this was Conquest with the one and only MJ. Definitely graced us with with his presence today, his talent, and more is definitely coming. And more is coming from us as well here at Kong Republic. But for now, let's stay safe.
Bye. Right.
Kong Republic, I like Kong. Speaking your truth on the mic. Kong. Hit the subscribe and like. Time to
Kong Cast.